And welcome, welcome, welcome. It's part two of One-on-One with the Pros. And Brittany Burling with OKM Music is with us again today. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm doing so good. I tell you what, if I was doing any better,
enjoying
I'd be
the
twins.
Fall weather out here today.
Yeah, I am.
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah, it is gorgeous. Speaking of fall, we got the fall giving campaign going on here with OKM Music. Now, we touched on this a little bit earlier this week, but how is this coming about and how are we going so far?
Well, so essentially, just as we're nearing the end of the year and Thanksgiving is just around the corner, it's a good time to be thinking about giving back to the community and the different nonprofits in town. So, you know, giving campaigns going on in the fall are something that, you know, we have been doing for, I think, several years now, and something that we're continuing to do. And it's going really well so far. We're more or less highlighting every week some of the programs that we do here in Bartlesville. And it'll be sort of reaching its end on December 3rd, which is Giving Tuesday. It's a nationwide event of giving. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be participating in that event. You can participate in Giving Tuesday on Facebook. And we'll be sending out a lot of, you know, emails and all that sort of stuff as well to get people engaged with Giving Tuesday. But that's sort of the plan for our giving campaign this year.
Now, with OKM Music, many people in the community already know what they're in for. But we have new people who come into our community all the time, especially with our big employers like ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 and many of others like the hospital and everything. So with some of the new people who are just coming into town, they just missed the festival this summer like I did by a week.
Right.
Let everybody know just a little bit about OKM Music. First of all, a little bit of the history and what it is that we provide our community.
Absolutely. So every year in June, we put on an annual festival, a classical music festival that's centered around classical music, although we have other genres that we bring in as well. Mm-hmm. And it more or less makes those concerts and performances a little bit more accessible for us here in Bartlesville. We bring them to the community center and all over town, and that's for a week in June. So that's our big event that we put on every single year. And we've had some really incredible performers through that festival. And then throughout the year, we have a lot of other programming that we do as well. So we do Oktoberfest for Bartlesville, and we do Christkindl Market, which is coming up, which are two of our major fundraisers through the year. We give out scholarships to kids who are wanting to pursue music, both for young children who are wanting to just get started with an instrument, and also for high school students who are wanting to go to college and pursue music at the college level. So we offer scholarships for them, and we bring sort of performances all around Bartlesville throughout the year. So that's
it never stops,
in a nutshell.
Man. It never stops.
It never stops. Yeah, all year round. You know, so we sort of, like I said, we're a music-based organization. And so we really appreciate the support of the community that we've had for coming upon 36 years we've been here. So
36 years and counting.
Yes, absolutely. So
that is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, you're originally from Bartlesville?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
I and was you went off to college, here. Became a teacher and everything else.
I sure did. And then I came back. I'm back in Bartlesville and I'm so happy to be back. I grew up here, like I said, and I actually went to OKM concerts as a kid, which is how I really got involved and started to really love music. And I went off to college taught for a few years, like you mentioned, and wanted to come back and get involved with the organization that I loved as a kid. So here I am back in Bartlesville.
You're kind of blessed that way because not everybody can make that happen, but congratulations
on
that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's such a lovely town. It's such a wonderful place to live. So I was excited to move back.
It is. You know, there are so many people that I've run into here in Bartlesville who've gone off to college and came right back. And they said, well, why would you want to live anyplace else? You
know, the community.
We've seen a few
here.
Other places. They're not that good.
Yeah, the community aspect of Bartlesville is really incredible. And that's something that really drew me back to it. And I think, you know, if I thinking back of experiences from this past festival, something that we're talking about right now is a showcase series. These are free concerts that we put on for local Oklahoma artists and specifically Bartlesville and Tulsa area artists. And they come out and perform. And, you know, talking about community, we had the Ad-Lib Singers at the community center for this past festival. And I was actually serving refreshments in the back. I was manning the sort of...
you're pitching in where needed.
Yeah, exactly. So I was really lucky to be able to attend that concert just because I was working at it. And, you know, when I looked around the audience, it was a full house, first of all, in the community hall. And when I looked around the audience, it was a lot of families. It was a lot of kids and grandkids and parents who were out there supporting some of the singers there for the Ad-Lib Singers and then people from the community who just really, really loved that group and came out to support them. So It was just a really wonderful atmosphere, and it really just goes to show some of the really wonderful community that we have here in Bartlesville. And it was a good reminder of why I moved back here. It's a really tightly knit community that, you know, that I personally really love. So, you know, that's sort of what the showcase series is about, is bringing people together from here in the community to celebrate the talent that we have. So that's something that we do once again every year for the OKM Festival. We have those events for free for the public to come and enjoy Bartlesville talent. So it's a very cool aspect of the festival.
We're speaking with Brittany Burling, and she's with OKM Music. She's the Director of Development and Public Relations, and you do a great job. I was watching you in action at the Oktoberfest.
Oh, man.
Now, here you are. You're running around, and I know you were spinning plates like nobody's business, but nobody ever saw you sweat. You were selling tickets.
I was having fun.
You were pouring drinks. Yeah. You were getting people to where they needed to be with vendors and performers and everything. And not once did you stop to take a break or anything. But I was just really kind of in admiration. Going, a hardworking young person.
Well, the events are so much work to put on, but they're so worth it, because when you're there, you see people, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And you see all these people that you haven't seen in a little while, mm-hmm. and you get a chance to catch up with them and see them. So it's really fun to see everyone come out, and it's fun to catch up with people. So I really enjoy those big events, because you just get to see so many people, and I get to meet so many new people. Uh-huh. I met so many new people just at Oktoberfest this past year, and that was really a blessing. So I love those big events that we do. And big events. Speaking of big events,
we got a big one. Yeah. We have
Chris Kindle Market. Yeah, on Saturday, December 14th, and it's going to be from 10 to 4 p.m. at the community center.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have a lot of craft and artisan shops. A lot of them will be local. You'll be able to come out and maybe do some Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have live music, so that will make it even more of a wonderful little Christmassy experience. We'll have the live music. And then, as we talked about last time, we'll have some drink situation going on. So we'll have mm-hmm. some mulled wine available for purchase, and beer and mixed drinks at our bar, aptly named the Perky Rudolph. So
the Perky Rudolph.
The Perky Rudolph,
get
yeah.
Get a little red nose.
Yeah. So it should be a really fun event.
Medicinal purposes.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing everyone come out for that, because it should be very fun. So if you came out to Oktoberfest, again, keep in mind Saturday, December 14th.
Well, that ought to be great, because, if somebody just has a little sip here and there, it's amazing how much that wallet gets loosened,
Yeah. Well, and even though, we will be serving some drinks, it is going to be a family-friendly event. So
that's only there as an aside. It's not the main focal point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because the market is the main focal point.
Exactly. So we'll have entertainment for the mm-hmm. kids, and, there'll be stuff for them there as well. Mm-hmm. So we highly encourage you to bring your family with you to, again, kind of mm-hmm. kill two birds with one stone, do some Christmas shopping, listen to music.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a drink.
You have Bavarian goodies to munch on too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there will be food there. Oh, so yeah. We'll have lots of sweets and chocolates and things of that nature.
Mm, my favorite food groups.
Yes. The best food groups.
And I'll be there sweets doing my desserts. Sergeant Schultz impersonation.
Please
there
be there.
There are no calories.
Please be there doing that.
I will.
I'm going to start putting that on our flyers.
And Sergeant Schultz will be there. He knows nothing.
Yes, please.
There are people here going, what's a Sergeant Schultz? Never mind if I have to explain it.
Yeah.
It is at 9:54, and we're talking with Brittany Burling with OKM Music, and about not only the Fall Giving Campaign, but also the Chris Kindle Market. Now, has this been outdoors before?
It has been outdoors before, and it's really lovely to have outdoors, because, it's nice and chilly outside. You have your hot mulled wine or your cider,
mm-hmm.
and you can go around and, shop it all. And it's very Christmassy and very, it really brings to mind, a winter wonderland sort mm-hmm. of little town. But, with the weather in December being sometimes a little questionable.
Anything could fall from the sky
exactly.
in December.
Exactly. It could be ice. It could be snow. It could be a tornado of ice and snow. You never really know with Oklahoma. And so,
it's an ice-nado.
An ice-nado. Exactly. So it could be really anything. So moving it indoors really just secures the fact that it's going to be temperature controlled. There will be no sleet or ice or anything of the sort. So no, it will be nice and warm inside.
You can shop in the Creature Comfort. You don't have to figure out, you know, what your postal carrier has to go through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, of course, you know, the community center is just a lovely venue. We love being over at the community center. So we'll enjoy being there.
It's going to be in that big room.
Yeah, the community hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we'll have set up.
Every time I go there, and I'm going to be there probably here in about an hour, to see the lieutenant governor. Mm. But, you know, when it's filled up with dining tables and what have you, it's a big, big room.
Yeah, it is.
But you take away that stuff and you start putting in other things, you know, like vendors and what have you.
Yeah.
It takes on a different dimension.
It does.
Although the size is the same, the appearance is completely different. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's acres in there.
Yeah, no, it's a very large space, and it's great because, you know, we had Quartetto Gelato playing in the community hall, and it was such a wonderful experience. People were close enough to the performance to be able to really interact with the performers, and at the same time, it's large enough to accommodate the number of people that wanted to attend that concert. So it really was just a perfect space. It really is a lovely venue to use.
Now, OKM Music has a lot of relationships, a lot of partnerships, mainly because of a venue.
Yeah. Too.
So not only do you have the community center, Willow Rock is another area.
Yes, we do. We have our finale concert over at Willow Rock. We have every single year. So that's a tradition, is that we have a concert out there at Willow Rock. And, you know, speaking of the showcase series, which is, again, is what we're highlighting during our Fall Giving campaign during this week, during the showcase, we try to highlight a lot of different Bartlesville venues. So this past year, we went to Prairie Song for one of our performances.
Great place.
I had never been there before. It's so, so lovely out there. I've lived here my whole life, and I had never been out to Prairie Song. And so to have that concert out there, it was a wonderful folk concert from Bill and Rosie, who went out there and performed. And it was just such a wonderful atmosphere for the music. And again, I never would have known about that had it not been for that concert. So we try to do that. We try to kind of get different venues and involved for especially those community showcase concerts.
And the next thing you know, they start wanting you back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then,
When's the next one, Brittany? When's the next one?
Well, yeah. So, we're really excited to move into this 2020 festival season. And in order to do that, again, your donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. And so
they're tax deductible, folks. And that's one reason why we kind of do this a lot of every, with the big giving coming up on, Dave Giving coming up on that, December 3rd.
Yeah.
That's one reason why it's there. It's toward the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and many people are pretty charitable to begin with, but some find a little extra jingle at the end of the year, and they say, hey, I want you to have it.
Yeah.
And so why not let it be OKM Music?
Yeah, exactly. We would absolutely appreciate that support. It does help us go into 2020 and with the 2020 festival and all the expenses involved with that. The more funding that we have, the more we can do, the more education that we get to do, the more concerts we get to throw all throughout the year. But that is dependent on funding. So we really do appreciate your support. And that's what this Fall Giving campaign is all about.
Not only are you investing in OKM Music, but you're also investing in the quality of life that we enjoy here so richly in the Bartlesville area.
Yes.
And, you know, quality of life is really what makes it. You're going to hear a lot of things about tourism here as we get ready for the big piece of real estate between the price
tag. Oh, yeah, we're so excited.
It gets underway. They're working hard to get that thing cleaned up and ready to roll. You're going to hear a lot about, you know, what makes a community great. But if you ask the big employers or any employer here, what makes our town great? Well, there's plenty of things to do. Mm-hmm. And quality of life is something that a lot of people look for when they're trying to not only court but retain employees. And OKM, believe it or not, folks, is a big part of that because they provide great venues of entertainment, great venues of education, and just a great way to enjoy yourself where you live.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what we care about here at OKM is supporting Bartlesville, supporting this town. It's something that's really important to all of us.
What's your website?
OKMmusic.org. And if you would like to donate to our Fall Giving campaign, you can find all the information there on our website at OKMmusic.org. If you'd like updates about it, we're at social media on Facebook, Instagram, email, the whole shebang. So check us out.